Hello and welcome to another Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we're reading verses 10 to 15.
When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, to give you, a land with large flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant, then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you, for the Lord your God, who is among you, is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land.
Our focus is on verse 12. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord. Moses knew the dangers that lay ahead for the Israelites in the land of Canaan. When things go well and times are easy, then complacency, apathy, and lethargy can all creep in. The Israelites' dealings with the Lord became ritual and routine, and their relationship with the Lord suffered as a result. It's a cautionary word for us all. Earlier on in this passage, Moses gives some practical advice which can help us today. Firstly, let Christ be our focus and part of our everyday conversation. Look at verse 7. What we say and how we say it must honour the Lord and benefit those who hear us. Secondly, let our love for Christ be obvious to all by the way we live. Look at verses 8 and 9. We shouldn't need to wear a cross or a fish badge, helpful though these are. Our lives should reflect the very beauty of Jesus, who dwells within us by his Spirit. Then thirdly, fear the Lord your God. Verse 13. A right fear that maintains respect and awe for a holy God will help us walk in obedience to him and maintain a right relationship with him. So let's not forget. Let's keep Christ at the centre of our lives. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you have done for me. May I never forget the price you have paid for my salvation. And may your beauty be seen in me today. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.